radio program. It's 503-733-2970. Let's see. We've got this. Aaron the Geek emails in and says, Rick, I know someone who knows someone who has the script for the Goonies 2. Guess what? Corey Haim isn't in that one either. You know, that's weird. This is just like how Clyde and I were convinced that, Alexander Goodenough was in Ghostbusters. It's strange that we... And then I got several emails. Listen to this one. You asked? Corey Haim was absolutely in the Goonies. Idiot. Sorry. All right. It's 503-733-2970. It's a snow day. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado... Oh, I'm sorry. Should I be playing this?
Yes, you should be.
Scotty J has created...
No radio station gives you more.
Scotty J has created now to alleviate today's winter problems. You heard the... Wait, hold on. You heard the fog hog that we were playing earlier in the week. Now I give you from Scotty J, the AM 970 Rick Emerson Show, Snow Sow.
Hello, everyone.
Time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
So at the dinner table tonight, this is J.S. Scotty, what did you do at work today?
Daddy, what do you do for work? What should I tell my friends you do?
Here's Tim.
And then Scotty will be invited to school for show and tell.
Scotty, will you come play bagpipes?
All right, here's Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen.
So let's start by saying everybody was wrong about this snowstorm, that there was going to be a little dusting and it wouldn't cause any problems.
Well, that's the thing, is they're always saying that we're going to die and the roads are going to be frozen, they're all going to be paralyzed, and everything's going to go bad, and then it never happens. And then last night, they were saying everything was going to be fine.
Yeah.
And they were saying, no, it's just going to be a little inconvenience. There should be nothing too major happening. And then today, the entire city is, everything's so decimated.
So we already know that this part is rock, that you're about to hear. A snow advisory will be in effect till 1 o'clock, when all the bad things are going to go away.
It'll be fine then.
Now, the current temperature is 27 degrees, so is the temperature going to rise several degrees before 1 o'clock and have all this go away? I don't think so. It said 2 to 3 inches in the Portland metro area, possibly more in the gorge. The snowfall should be over by 4 o'clock. Then it's going to be freezing rain showers, and the high temperatures will be a mere 36. I don't think that's going to happen since it's 27 right now.
No, that's probably... And I think it's going to be... I heard a report that said that it was going to be snowing all day until like 4, and then it was going to become freezing rain, and then it was going to be like 19 degrees all night, and that tomorrow morning was going to be like 3 times worse than today was.
So this stuff is all
right. So at this point, I'm honestly not sure who's right, who's wrong, what to believe, and what's going to happen tomorrow morning. I'm just thinking that I'm just going to be...
I'm going to take the max with more smelly people.
I'm just going to be sleeping on a cot behind my desk.
So, 70 TriMet buses got stuck in the snow because nobody took this seriously.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why should they?
Scotty wants me to introduce with me. Oh, it's not even queued up.
We'll wait.
Sorry. I keep forgetting with these carts that it's been 10 years since I used a cart machine. And
not
I
a very tight board.
I run a board poorly. I keep forgetting that that you have to get these, you have to queue these up and get them ready to play.
We have an air check critique section.
You know, your board work could really use some, you really need some practice. Would you like to come in and run a weekend gardening show for a while? And, hold on.
I heard requeuing.
Any second now.
Yeah.
Clark. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley with the... Northwest weather.
Well, expect thick snow. Bringing Portland to chaos. As 70 TriMet buses get stuck in the snow, many across the railroad tracks. Meteorologists have predicted a light dusting of snow up to an inch. They were wrong. Completely wrong.
Should we mention them by name? Who are the meteorologists? Who's the meteorologist to coin now?
I don't know.
Sarah, do we know?
Oh, he's a friend of mine.
What's his name?
I'm sure he predicted it correctly.
Uh-huh. Okay. Whatever you say.
Well, we'll find out who he is.
I was going to say, somebody will tell us. If it's not you, then somebody else.
Then school buses slide and crash in slippery snow. Before officials decided to close school in Portland and Vancouver, a handful of school buses had to get into accidents. Due to snowy, slick conditions, a school bus slid backward on a hillside in Beaverton. And, slipped inside of a house, apparently. Then in the coup, three different school buses...
Slipped inside of a house like a cat burglar?
I guess so. Three different school buses were involved in accidents at three different locations.
Fantastic.
One bus rear-ended, another one, and two were hit broadside. And, of course, 70 TriMet buses stuck in the snow, along with a lot of our friends who are listening.
We've got this. Rick, I'm sitting here on my porch enjoying a beer and watching people drive into a ditch. Right now, there's a TriMet bus in the ditch down the road and a Jeep in the ditch in front of my house. It's great.
Yep.
I also enjoy the minivans driving by with chains on the wrong wheels. Oregon is the best. You rock. Mark and Beaverton. Well, I'm glad we could help.
Those are treasured childhood memories for me. I remember them so well.
These are the best of times.
They are. So, when people say things can never change, it takes a snow day to bring it all back.
Oh, that's true.
In Beaverton, one school bus that slid backwards down a hill avoided an accident thanks to a couple of neighborhood boys who... apparently broke the plunge of the school bus. Let's see. So kids are out there, and the bus blocked somebody's driveway, and she was stuck in her house for an hour and a half. Meanwhile, expect to be penalized if you drive on the Portland Metro highways without chains or traction tires. No word yet on what the charges will be. Apparently, you're forbidden to do so.
Well, and how would they
There's
even...
some checkpoint Charlie before getting onto the freeway.
Where are your chains? And seriously, how would they even stop
us, please?
As though they're... I mean, I'm not encouraging people to flog
the wall. They can't
even
stop people from smoking at TriMet stations, for goodness sake.
That's what I'm saying. Is it really, what leftover spare police officers are they going to be using to pull people over for not having chains on their cars right now? Really, I mean,
ridiculous.
It's a bunch of poppycock. Yeah, hooey is what it is. Let's see. This is Erica. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
I'm good. Hi, Rick. Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Is it snowing where you are?
Yes, I'm in the heartland of Tygordian, and it's been coming down since about 4:45 this morning.
And so
how much snow is there?
I would say a good 4 inches at least.
And so what do you do? Are you at work? Are you at home?
I'm drinking right now at home.
Okay.
I'm a property manager, and made it across the bridge over to our property in southeast Portland. Make sure that our apartment dwellers are happy and pipes are bursting and
They're
whatnot.
Not.
And man, it got home a block away, and I curbed my car. I need new axle. It's 8 hours until the tow truck comes, so I thought I'd walk on down the street and start drinking.
No. Fantastic. We like the way you think. Where are you drinking?
Where or what?
Where? Well, let's just do both of those. Where are you drinking?
I am currently drinking in my half-remodeled, broke-ass kitchen. And I am drinking coffee and copious amounts of Kahlua because I'm out of everything else.
That's what snow day means. It just translates into all-day drinking. Because I know the second that I leave, I'm going to go meet up with my friends who have been at the bar.
Why wait?
Already today.
I'm seriously getting it. I was going to say.
Why wait,
let's send Scotty out right now.
We've got a bunch of that Sessions lager in the fridge. I can see it from here.
Oh, what?
There's a moxie in there nobody's touched.
And here's the thing is I was driving on Powell this morning. I was on the Ross Island Bridge, and I was driving by bars that were open for business. And I got to tell you, it was really after the time that I had to go by the third abandoned car in the middle of the snow that was just left in the goddamn road. I was really tempted just to add to it, just to make it a fourth car, just walk into a bar and just spend the day there drinking. You know, just call into the show.
Oh, have a little picnic in the car.
That's what I'm saying. Just give people.
Make
an
bring a bunch of listeners and.
couldn't you do the show from the bar and. And it would then become relatable to your audience.
Maybe that's what we'll do tomorrow. Maybe we'll just stay here. Maybe we just won't go home. So,
Well, you should go home. Go home and drink. And, Rick, I will drink for you guys until you're off the air. Until then, I'll continue to listen. Thank you for making my day brighter,
God
guys.
God bless you. Thank you, Erica.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go. Here's Tim Riley.
So, on our 205 northbound, the exit to Columbia Boulevard, the ramp remains closed due to multiple stalled vehicles, as we were just talking of. Tow trucks around the scene hooking up vehicles to make a little extra money. I-5 northbound and southbound ramps to Highway 217. I-5 southbound 217 is now cleared. Let's see, I-5 northbound and southbound ramps to 217. There are multiple stalls and blockages.
Well, and that's the thing is today, of course, that's the irony, right? Is today is the day that you're going to slam into curbs, other cars, you're going to destroy sections of your automobile, you're going to ruin your axle, you're going to break tires off. And this is the day that you're not going to be able to get any help for any of those things. There will be no help. No tow truck will come to pick you up today. No body shop will take your business. No one will be there to take you home. Your pleas for mercy and help will fall upon the deafest of ears. They're booked, baby. Let's see this email says the weatherman lies. Rick, everything the weatherman tells you is a lie. They don't know what they're doing. They are only hired for their pleasing faces and cleavage. They have no idea what the squiggly lines mean, and they wouldn't know falling barometric pressure from a thermal inversion. Take the advice of Clyde. Believe nothing that is on the television. I don't at all. So,
I have to commend the couple morning show because half of them are still here since Smokey wasn't able to come.
Oh, yeah? No, it's true. And the program director, John, is in there.
Why wasn't Smokey able to come?
Program director pulling a shift.
I don't know.
No, he lives in North Portland.
He wasn't here yesterday either.
Back when I lived in North Portland, I was always here.
No, I think he might actually just be on vacation because he wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So these frozen temperatures will be responsible for frozen pies. Oh, frozen pipes. I'm sorry.
Scotty, why would I be playing the screaming Chinese woman? That doesn't
to cheer people up.
That just doesn't even make any sense.
Who are waiting for the tow truck.
is that true? Does that make it? Is the Chinese woman make people happy?
What Chinese woman wouldn't?
I don't know. What is it? He says you
don't need to do everything he tells you to, Rick. You know that, right?
Wait a minute. That's right. Screw you, Scotty.
I think they took all the potassium out of his diet. We were speaking of this yesterday.
I do as I am told.
Yes, Scotty.
I obey and wait for further instructions. What do you mean robotics? Okay, just don't type anything for like a day. Just stop. All right.
Well, this feels like a snow day to me.
Chad, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Are you drinking today?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
fantastic. What are you drinking, sir?
I am drinking hot toddies, my friend.
And a hot toddy, that's what? That's brandy?
No, well, you can do brandy or whiskey. I went the whiskey route today. I walked down the liquor store down the road, and then I went down to Freddy's and got some honey and some fresh lemons, and now I am just sipping on the hot toddies and listening to the show and enjoying my snow day.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
We should do a poll today. So what have we got? So we had, what's her name, Erica, who was drinking coffee in Kahlua. And you were drinking a hot toddy.
Hot toddy, yes.
Scotty, I have to repeat this. Scotty, step on the screen. I love toadies. All right. All right. Excellent, sir. And so now, are you supposed to be at work, or have you just decided not to go today?
Well, you know, I'm self-employed. I'm a carpenter, so I can kind of, you know, do whatever I want.
You are the law. You make your own rules.
Yeah, right. So I decided to go ahead and take the day off because I don't want to deal with all these Portland yahoos that don't know how to drive in the snow. So.
Excellent. God bless you, sir. All right, Chad, you call us anytime. Stay safe, stay warm, my friend.
All right, man. Best you ever.
Thank you. That's Chad, who's at home drinking today because of, why is he? Because of the Northwest weather. All right, here's Tim Riley.
So more about that a little bit later. First, we want to talk about the Golden Globe Awards and this incredible interview that took place.
Hold on, I gotta get it. It'll take
a couple of minutes to rack it up, so I'll set it up for you.
Rack it up.
Yeah. All right, hold on. It's loading it right now. This is what? This is Angelina Jolie. Now, this is last night?
This is last night. It's Ryan Seacrest, who's a wonderful interviewer, as we know.
Of course, because how else would he have gotten that job?
One wonders. I think one knows.
I must have overwatched this.
So anyway, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are being interviewed by Ryan Seacrest, who asked, well, the most wonderful questions.
All right, well, let's see. Is my computer up?
Mm-hmm. I believe
right,
so, yes.
So
this took place at the Golden Globes last night, and apparently she would rather be in Namibia.
I can't guarantee this is going to come up right away.
It's just one of those things.
It looks like everyone is descending on them.
Let's talk about the Golden Globe Awards anyway, because nobody really cares about them as such.
And yet, inexplicably, we have Jim Roop coming up later on today to talk about them. So this appears to be one of those videos that everybody on Earth is trying to access at the same time. In fact, let me do this while we're.
Let's do this. Whatever that is.
Well, let me try to, as you said, rack it up.
Then Cameron Diaz was dressed as a wedding cake, apparently, looking at some of these outfits.
I'm surprised Cameron Diaz is out in public. Shouldn't she be at home?
I don't know.
Drinking herself into some sort of a stupor to numb the pain of being dumped. Let's see. This is, Angelina Ryan.
Right.
I'm gonna see if it's on. I'm gonna see if it's on the YouTube. Oh, here we go. Wait, no. Well, this is like 8 minutes. That can't be it.
How about Golden Globes?
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, red carpet, Golden Globes, interview by Ryan Seacrest.
That's the one we want, yes.
All right, okay. Well, because the one you gave me is, it's just, it looks like the server is being a...
That happens to me all the time.
All right, okay, hold on. Well,
it's unfortunate.
No, and of course, because everybody is working from home today, we have a bunch of telecommuting, which is happening today. A bunch of CBS employees are opting to work from home. We, of course, don't do that. The Rick Emerson Show, we are here. We are live. We are in studio doing what we do, because it is what we do. All right, so so this is loading. So why don't you set this up? What are we about to hear?
So anyway, here's a little red carpet interview from Ryan Seacrest, who asked such probing questions. That's how he got his job. Of Brad Pitt,
probing something,
or being probed. Of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and apparently Brad tried to put on a happy face about this, but Angelina Jolie clearly does not want to be speaking with Ryan Seacrest and answering his most foolish questions. It's very vanilla in the Dick Clark tradition.
Well, that's what he does.
Right.
Okay.
I'm one of the few straight men that continues to bring his mother.
Jeremy
Angelina
Piven.
Jolie and Mr. Brad Pitt.
I thought that was that is Jeremy Piven. Okay, yeah. That's what you hear there is the very, very end
right.
of Jeremy Piven.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seacrest goes over to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
So that's I'm one of the few
Piven
straight men that
right here
to bring his
okay,
mother.
Here we go.
And I'm
Angelina Jolie and Mr. Brad Pitt. How are you doing? Good evening. How are you?
Lovely.
Congratulations on the nomination. Why was Babel an important film for you to make, Brad?
I just think the message, you know, as we start to learn more and more about each other, that our similarities and universalities become more and more important. And I think that's the beauty of the film.
When you look at the life that you guys are building and also the work that you're achieving simultaneously, how do you work the priorities and the balance with the craziness that obviously is a part of being the two of you?
Well, it's certainly, you know, a lot of that and a little of this and most of it at home with the family, and that seems to be a pretty good balance for us.
And in Los Angeles today, what was your day like getting ready for the Golden Globes,
okay,
Angelina?
This gets worse.
Well, it's morning with the kids.
Okay, now
it gets worse.
Here's the thing is, and so far she won't answer any of the questions.
She keeps looking down.
Ryan Seacrest keeps putting the microphone.
Panning to her,
and he keeps putting the microphone in front of Angelina Jolie's mouth, and then she sort of looks away and won't make eye contact, like a, I don't know, like some sort of a beaten dog, and then. Awkwardly, he just goes back to Brad Pitt because Angelina Jolie won't say anything.
Oh, who gets up first? And
are you making breakfast? Are you making
breakfast, diapers,
yeah.
and books?
Yeah.
Eggs, bacon, we've got it all, right?
No.
Are you a good cook?
Eggs, bacon.
Yeah.
This is a hard-hitting interview.
And tonight, lots of stars arriving now. Is it exciting for you to be at something like this? Tell me what it's like to be in the middle of it for the two of you.
It's really nice. You know, we only get to really see each other through films and to have an event where we all get to hang out with each other and pay respects and have a drink. It's a good time for us.
Does the constant spotlight become frustrating?
No comment.
You can't do anything.
You focus on your life and your family and you live your life.
Okay, and she's developed an accent too. When did that happen? She's developed the life and family. She's developed the British accent. Is she high or is she just being uncooperative?
She's bored.
She's being a bitch.
It is Tuesday. He keeps putting the microphone in her face, and she just looks at him as though he's some sort of insect. She just looks blankly and won't respond.
How big is the family going to be? Do we have a volume? Do we have a number?
We're thinking soccer team. World Cup. Start our own country, enter the World Cup, and dominate it.
Well, congratulations on everything. Okay. Good luck to both of you. You look wonderful. Good to see you. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Now, Juliana, take it away with Drew Barrymore.
Ryan, getting my first big
I hate him so much, Ryan Seacrest, and I don't really care for her either.
The new Dick Clark.
Well, no, because the thing is, like, I understand that you're a celebrity, you know, whatever. You don't want the stalkerazzi, you know, the hounding you at the supermarket or whatever.
What kind of jelly do you like on your toast? Do you remove the egg white yourself, or does somebody else do it for you?
Kind of creeping me out. Okay.
What type of disposable diapers are your favorite?
Patty cake.
I was looking for something more inappropriate here to tag with that. Let's see.
There's nothing wrong with playing with toys.
I could just sit here and we could just play these randomly.
I was the moose who was kicked in the groin.
Next.
And?
The Muppet Hut.
All right. Anyway, so when you're at the Golden Globe Awards, like, that's your job, right? Your job is to be a celebrity. Your job is to be personable and to let Ryan Seacrest stick his microphone in your face, so to speak. And then he asks you dumb questions, and you pretend to care, right?
Right.
You pretend to care. You pretend that there's something important or meaningful about it. Angelina Jolie's not doing any of those things. She's just standing there looking either really high or really dumb, or both. So
maybe she's on the same kind of back medication as Paula Abdul.
did you hear
the explanation?
I saw that she canceled every one of her TV interviews, though. What's the explanation?
So the explanation from the agent was, although you didn't see it on TV, she was conducting several interviews simultaneously.
Uh-huh.
And what was so hilarious was she was answering questions from several interviewers at once, which you didn't see on television.
Of course, Paula Abdul, who's a renowned multitasker.
Right, and she's such a professional, she
of
was
course.
Able to pull it off.
No, absolutely.
Flawlessly, as we saw.
Hey, is there a story out there about Britney Spears vomiting on her boyfriend?
I didn't see that, but she's in trouble. She's not going to be on the Super Bowl for showing too much flesh where it shouldn't have been shown.
All right, well, we'll get to that later then. And then somebody told me,
Campbell pled guilty to assaulting a maid.
Stephanie Miller told me this morning that she was saying, she told me, she was whispering secret messages to me that only I can hear.
She was passing you by in the kitchen
as we were sharing bagels. That Britney Spears vomited on her boyfriend and apparently was caught on film. So I'm waiting
to see. I saw a couple pictures of it.
Yeah,
the vomit?
Yeah. Of her vomiting on his lap in the car.
Did you see the publicist?
What did it consist of?
Did you see the publicist's explanation?
No.
Okay, we'll reveal that later. Don't look it up, because the reveal is fantastic.
Well, do you want me to find the pictures?
No.
Yes, please.
Well, okay. Yes,
what
fine.
What would a lunch hour be without them?
No, apparently...
It's a snow day.
No, apparently there are photos of Britney Spears vomiting on her boyfriend, George Bush, on the president.
Her boyfriend, George Bush.
No, remember when Bush vomited on the Prime Minister of Japan?
Oh, yeah, old man Bush, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was sushi.
Old man Bush. Is that like
old... that some old type of spiritual song?
Is that like Old Man River?
Yeah.
Old man Bush.
Captain Underpants.
Let's talk to Matt. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hi, Rick. I'm drinking.
Thank you. What are you drinking today?
I'm drinking cans of Bud Light that I put out in the snow this morning when I got up.
That is nature's refrigerator.
That's living green.
Yeah. Al Gore would be proud.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
And a couple of glasses of Jack Daniels on the rocks.
Well, yeah, because why not? I mean, really, you got two hands, right? So why not two drinks?
Exactly.
Fantastic. Excellent.
Thank you.
No, thank you, sir. All right, that's Matt. All right, we'll get more of these calls. Oh, God,
we're late for the break.
33. We have
oh, my
break.
God.
Something
has
God.
To be done right away.
Damn. What? All right, we'll be back.
Northwest weather.
Continues. It's 503-733-2970. Tim Riley returns from the Ministry of Truth. Later on, Jim Roop. Dennis Pitchenbarger, top five. All that is the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. In a moment, we return to Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. This is Joe. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Just letting you know that not everybody's idiots out on the road. Some of us were actually forced in this morning.
And where do you work?
Just say in Beaverton.
I'm sorry?
In Beaverton.
All right. And so now, well... So, you know, where do you live?
Probably about 15 minutes away.
Which means today it was like 2 hours, right?
It was about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked some lady up off the road that fell down and hit her head and dropped her off at work and came in myself. So.
God bless you, sir. Well, no, I saw these poor sods on Powell today.
Yeah.
And they were walking, and I think they were just walking from like 7-Eleven to the home or something. They were just walking along the road. But they happened to be there when a woman who was driving, eastbound. She's driving up Powell, but she kind of steered into a curb, and so they're like, well, okay, we'll be good citizens. And so they sort of walk over, and they help her get back on the road. But then, of course,
they then have to do this for every other person. Like, as they are continuing up the road, there's like three other cars that go into the curb, and they now are the designated guys. Like, as they're walking at Powell, they have to stop and push every car back into the traffic, every car that's curbed itself. So
much for being a good citizen.
The moral is, don't help people. That's the lesson today. The lesson you learn is, assist no one.
Assist no one? Well,
yes.
Every once in a while you have to, though, you know? Because if you don't, who else is going to?
You're a better person than I am, sir.
Oh,
all right. Thank you, Joe. Enjoy your work. Get home safe, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there you go.
Goodbye.
That's Joe. Here's Tim Riley.
So the snow should be over by 4 o'clock. Our freezing rain and showers should be a factor throughout the
week. Now, is this the word from the same meteorologist who deceived
us? This is from Sarah's friend at Coin 6, Sarah Bagley. Is that your friend?
Mm-mm.
She's no friend of yours.
No,
I don't know who
we'll do her forecast anyway. The moisture will let off its last drop at some point this afternoon, so expect tomorrow to be a dry day with a mixture of sunshine and clouds.
Well,
temperatures tomorrow.
Oh, look, it's snowing again.
Well, that's clearly not going to happen. Yeah. Thanks, Sarah Bagley. I appreciate that.
She's going to come up here. Don't make her come up here.
No.
Are you afraid? Do you fear Sarah Bagley?
I've never met the woman.
She's already at home.
I saw, who's the older guy who's worked on Coin for a really long time? Mike something? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
You know, I don't know any of these people.
He's some, like, distinguished-looking older guy.
They're pretty
been
much
on
standard issue on every television.
Yeah, don't they? I mean, they're all the same. I mean, they're all... It's all just one guy who looks like Ted Baxter. I have no idea.
Okay,
that's
the guy that's standing out front.
Okay.
That was a touching story. I thought I would remember his name if I started talking about it.
Put him in such danger.
We should send Scotty out to disrupt his broadcast. We should send Scotty out to do something.
Yes.
We should send Scotty out. We should send Scotty out to trip and fall, and then see if that makes it under the news. Pedestrians were having trouble navigating their way to work. Or no, but what would they
fall
would
right
they say?
In front of the camera? Sprawled out, spread eagle,
and then slide into the road and be hit by a bus. That'll guarantee us. Wear a station shirt when you do it, please. Wear the logoed shirt. By the way, according to the Coin website, because of the storm, C-Tran will be free for the rest of Tuesday. In your face, TriMet.
So you can ride free to Vancouver, and who wouldn't want
you? You can never come home. You can ride there, but you may never leave. Mike Donahue.
Yes, that's him.
Mike Donahue.
So they brought out the A-team for this.
And I guess.
As far as television news goes.
All right. Let's see. I'm drinking too, says this email. I've had pint glasses outside catching snow since 8 a.m. and I'm filling them with Mike-a-Rita. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Mike-a-Rita. Is that like a... And his name is Steve, so it's not like a special Mike drink. Unless Mike-a-Rita is code for something. Unless Mike is Steve's roommate.
Oh, boy.
It's not Adam and Steve. It's Mike and Steve. Here's Tim Riley.
So the quicker we get through these required stories, the quicker we get to the intercom story.
Oh, and the thing about Brittany vomiting on her her date, who looks a lot like Kevin Federline, by the way.
Well, they've been together for a while.
That guy she's with now looks just like K-Fed. And then she covered him with vomit. Baby, I want you to cover me with your love and food. All right, here's... Tim Riley.
Well, Barack Obama has taken the first steps in the possible quest for the U.S. presidency. He made his announcement on his website today.
I'm sorry, I was thinking of something.
I'll be filing papers today to create a presidential exploratory committee.
I was just thinking that there ought to be a Mexican version of him called Maraca Obama.
Oh, I suppose.
I guess that's not funny outside my head. Inside my head, that was hilarious. Maraca Obama. Obama something. Something rhymes with Obama. Don't call up and say your mama. Here's Tim Riley.
Obama says feedback from ordinary Americans led to his decision.
I certainly didn't expect to find myself in this position a year ago. But as I've spoken to many of you in my travels across the states these past months, as I've read your emails and read your letters, I've been struck by how hungry we all are for a different kind of politics.
Obama says he envisions a new type of politics.
It's not the magnitude of our problems that concerns me the most. It's the smallness of our politics. America's faced big problems before. But today, our leaders in Washington seem incapable of working together in a practical, common-sense way.
I don't know. That guy sounds like a president. He sounds a little bit like a president. I could see that. I could hear this voice.
It's not the magnitude of our problems that concerns me the most. It's the smallness of our politics. Man. America's faced big problems before. But today, our leaders in Washington seem incapable of working together in a practical, common-sense way.
Can't you hear that voice coming out of the Oval Office during an address?
Mm-hmm.
I can absolutely hear it.
Or a loudspeaker at a street corner.
All is well. It will be a glorious day. Let's see. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, damn. Clay?
No.
Oh, I thought I hung up on you for a second. Clay, what's up? What do you got, brother?
So about an hour ago, Kelly Day and Jeff Gianola were working their broadcasting magic, right?
Where is this?
I don't know. I mean, I know where they broadcast from.
They were weaving their magical field of vision and sight for us all to enjoy. And they pan to a live shot up on Sylvan Hill. And this guy in this $70,000 BMW coupe is getting pushed up the hill by three snow bunny type girls.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's terrific.
And it just reinforces that the West Hills are a galaxy of evil, and Art Alexakis is this black hole.
Thank you, sir. And we're done. Okay. All right. It's probably Brad. All right. Some Borat. What?
I'm very confused.
He said that Art Alexakis was a black hole.
In the West Hills?
In the West Hills.
He doesn't live in the West Hills.
Not anymore. That's where Mrs. Alexakis lives, I think. Oh. Well, no, that's a public fact, isn't it?
Is he appearing anywhere this week? Perhaps some farewell concert?
Who wants to take that one?
It's been such a long time since he's been seen publicly. I guess nobody knows.
Yeah, and now he won't. Like, I used to talk to him every now and again because he's good friends with Brad.
He won't return your calls.
You know, he won't even look at me when we're in the same room.
Art, you don't call, you don't write. Why wouldn't he look at you when you're in the same room?
Because of the things that you say on the show.
I didn't say anything. I have not said one thing. The caller.
I feel a distinct dislike from him every time I'm in the room because I think. I'm pretty sure he's aware of...
Why do I have to pay the penalty for Kyle, who hadn't even been on this program in like 2 years? Kyle, it's been like a year and a half since Kyle's been on the air with us. And why do I have to keep paying Kyle's debt? Kyle's the one who disliked Art Alexakis. And by the way, Kyle himself acknowledged that there was no reason for that. It was a completely irrational... Should we spin the wheel and come up with a new Portlander to hate irrationally?
There aren't any other Portland celebrities.
No, that's true. I mean, that's what I'm
saying. We need some fresh ones,
really. It's kind of him by default. There's really... I can't hate that Jenny Hogan girl. I haven't even met her yet.
The one-armed man from Twin Peaks lives here. Do you want to hate him?
Yeah, let's hate him right now. Let's see. Rick, I got a Jenny Hogan email. Not from her.
Oh.
We were all excited for a second.
She's a celebrity to us.
Let's see. Where the hell did that Jenny Hogan email go? Well, I got nothing. I'll find it. Jenny Hogan apparently
please
said
please resend that email.
She apparently said something retarded this morning. We'll get to it later. Here's Tim Riley.
Who's back in the news today? But Tony Snow talked about the way forward. He says Iraqi troops are making significant progress.
There's already movement among some Iraqi brigades that are making their way toward Baghdad, so we know that those are going on. Rather than trying to sort of say, you have to meet this benchmark, yeah, you want to see progress, and you want to see it soon, and we're starting to see signs of that.
No, wait a minute. They're on their way to Baghdad, the Iraqis? Who has been in Baghdad all this time?
Isn't Baghdad in Iraq?
I believe so.
Was Baghdad hermetically, was it surgically removed? And has it been in Tulsa for the last few weeks or something?
You got me, but he says Iraqis are on their way to Baghdad.
Is this like how there's a Paris, Texas? Are they on their way to, like, Baghdad, Maine? Mm-hmm. All right, well, whatever you say.
No, we'll find out.
Tony Snow knows more than I do. Rick, I'm sitting in a hot tub drinking coffee, hazelnut liqueur, and Bailey's Irish cream with a little whipped cream and nutmeg, better known as a monastery. That is what, is it really? That's cool. This is what separates us, by the way, from other radio programs. Other radio programs are telling you how to survive, how to get home safely, how to defend your family.
Telling you to be careful.
We're encouraging you
treating you like children.
We are encouraging you to drink heavily, and then to sit in a hot tub, nothing.
Sit in your car at a steep incline with the emergency brake off, if you would.
Wearing a blindfold. Anywho, it's 503-733-2970. You can also email, and we'd like to be called and to be told what you are drinking. Rick, let's see. The snow has made me an ass, says this email. Rick, I was walking down the hallway at work and heard somebody ask a supervisor for help. I came upon the scene first, but it didn't look like anything. I kept going. When I walked by a few seconds later, it turned out that one of our older support staff had fallen. Now I am the guy who just walked by an old lady laying on the ground without helping. Damn this snow. P.S. I just watched Desperado last night for the first time and saw Selma Hayek's boobies. Okay, thank you, sir. Attention advertisers. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, a longtime friend of Missouri kidnapping suspect Michael Devlin is speaking out. He, of course, is arrested for allegedly abducting 13-year-old Ben Ornby and 15-year-old Sean Hornbeck four years ago.
I wasn't laughing at that.
No, you weren't. Both boys found safe in his Metro St. Louis apartment. Rob Hart is the friended co-worker in the pizza joint, apparently. And he said he never thought Devlin would kidnap a child.
None of us had any inkling that anything like this would happen. Or, you know, he would just seem like a regular guy. He was a nice guy.
Okay. I'm going to skip
as far as pizza managers go.
Yeah,
they didn't make him any better.
I'm going to skip the observations about he seemed like a quiet man, blah, blah, blah. What I'm seizing on here is this idea that co-workers say he didn't seem like the type to capture and molest a child before keeping him prisoner for 5 years. Doesn't that kind of go without saying? I mean, really, wouldn't you hope that would be the default setting for Tim Riley? Didn't seem like the kind of person who would kidnap a clown and then keep him at home, burning his buttocks repeatedly with a branding iron before cutting off his head. I mean, really, if you do work with somebody who seems the type, you ought to be calling the proper authorities right now. Don't wait until it's too late, friend. Rick, I think Jeff Baskin is Sarah's weather friend at Coin, says this email.
Is that your weather friend?
I do not know Jeff Baskin.
Is a weather friend like a booty call?
No, he's like really good looking, though. He's the one who moved...
it's raining. I'm going to come over.
He moved here from New Orleans, and all of his stuff was still in his house, and he was scheduled to have the moving trucks come the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But all of his stuff got destroyed in the flood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rick, I'm sipping bourbon and soda while watching the leggy Maria Sharapova and listening to your radio program. That is Glenn Tualatin. Fantastic. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, an Intercom radio station has taken its morning show off the air in the wake of the death on Friday of a woman who took part in the station contest.
Oh.
Jennifer Strange had signs of water intoxication when she died, just hours after she drank nearly 2 gallons of water in an attempt to win a video game system. A spokesman for 107.9 The End said the morning rave is suspended indefinitely while the station conducts an internal investigation.
Morning grave.
Strange's death came as a shock to a woman who soon died of a similar incident. This happened at a frat house 2 years ago. What shocked Debbie Smith was that anyone would have a water drinking competition after the death of her son, Matt.
Especially Intercom.
Isn't there anybody in Sacramento that's heard Matt's story?
No.
No.
His story has been in the paper for 2 years now.
That's not really true.
Nope.
I don't mean to sound callous, but that's not true. No.
She hopes that Jennifer Strange's death will be the last related to water intoxication.
You know, it's been out there, you know, so many times.
No, it hasn't.
No.
You know, they're just not taking it serious. And I hope to God people start taking it serious.
You better write a book. Better write a book.
Really, a lawsuit's the only way to solve that.
Yeah, I'm surprised there aren't any lawsuits
yet. It's only Tuesday.
It hasn't been out there.
Maybe if... maybe if Intercom had more live news people, they would have been able to cover that story, and they would have been aware of that water intoxication.
I'm sorry, they fired the only one they had.
But you know what? She probably had to sign one of those release forms.
CBS had the sense to hire her.
I'm glad that we have a news department now, or else we wouldn't be able to cover this water intoxication story, via which Intercom killed one of its listeners.
Meanwhile, the Intercom station's general manager has expressed sympathy for the family.
I'm sure he'll be stepping down right now, any day now.
We are doing everything we can to deal with this difficult situation in a manner that is both respectful and responsible.
That sounds like a pre-recorded message.
In the interim, the morning rave is off the air indefinitely.
It'll be back. They always are.
Mm-hmm. Sacramento attorney Tom Lindiger said that even though a waiver against liability was signed, a lawsuit is likely against a large entity that has all the power in the negotiation.
So they're going to give all the benefit of the doubt to the weaker party, as they say.
Scotty's noting that the morning show is going to be moved to the graveyard shift. Okay, that's pretty funny.
Called the end.
Well done, sir. All right, let's see. What have we got here? We'll get Aaron in a sec. Oh, we've got... All right, Alexakis, information. Matt, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, brother?
Not much. I just had work canceled and I'm drinking.
Yeah, what are you drinking, sir?
As the rest of Portland is at this moment.
I'm drinking Budweiser.
Excellent. And when did you start?
About 10 o'clock.
All right, fantastic. And
that's not early enough.
You're at home right now?
Yes.
All right. Did you have trouble getting home? Did you take public transit or did you drive?
I had to drive home.
All right. Was it difficult?
Yes, I have a little car.
All right, but you made it home, you are safe now, and so I would encourage you just to drink heavily today and listen to this very fine radio program, sir.
I will, and I know what a Micarita is.
What is a Micarita?
It's something made by Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, now is it a drink made with the Mike's Hard Lemonade, or is it actually like a pre-made drink that they sell?
It's a pre-made drink that they sell. My girlfriend drinks them.
All right, fantastic. Excellent. All right, Mike Arita. All right, thank you, sir.
No problem. All love your show.
Thank you. You call us anytime. There you go. That's Mike. Let's get this call here.
Help me. Like you did by the lake on the boom.
Aaron Geek in the City, Duran. Hello, sir.
That could be a lesson, kids. You're going to have drinking contests. Stick to booze. You'll pass out before you're poisoned.
That's what I'm saying. Really, who would have thought that it was water that would be the most lethal thing you could drink in a contest?
Yeah, seriously. That's someone who's got a weak body anyway. You don't want them adding the gene pool anymore. I mean,
that's Aaron who said that.
Hey, anyway, I know what Art Alexakis is doing.
This is the opinion of Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, by the way.
No, this is actually quite a fact. You can find it in a really tiny ad in the Willamette.
Uh-huh.
He's touring with the band still currently known as Everclear.
Uh-huh.
As part of the Van Wilder 2, The Rise of Taj musical tour.
Sarah just made the saddest face I've ever seen in my life. You know what it was? You know what it was? Here's the face that Sarah just made at that news. It's like when you see a retarded child trying to play basketball, but instead...
Oh, Special Olympics.
He just forgets to throw the ball, and he just runs into a brick wall face first. And knocks out several of his teeth and falls over.
It's kind of like arguing on the internet. No matter who wins, you're still in Everclear.
Okay, Aaron, out. All right, there you go. That's Aaron. KGW should post it. I didn't say that. That was Aaron who said that. I was making journalistic observations about the face that you made, which was the saddest face ever. Rick, KGW should post a list of liquor store closures for your listeners. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Scotty, we need to start calling liquor stores and finding out if they're open. The people must know. Please now, can you get us a list of liquor stores? I guess we could just call the... whatever.
I'm sure the ones in St. John's are still open.
Yeah.
They were during the big ice storm.
Let's see. Yeah, here we go. Here it is. The Van Wilder tour. That's going to be at the Crystal Ballroom, by the way. Buy your tickets now. Here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, the much-anticipated American Idol six-season premieres tonight, starring Ryan Seacrest. There are plenty of singers, he says, with and without talent, who haven't been discovered by America yet. Number five.
So, I think more so than ever, the contestants that came out to audition came out.
The contestants that what, Ryan Seacrest?
I think more so than ever, the contestants that came out to audition came out to win and will let nothing stand in their way. I think the aggression is increased.
I keep waiting for Ryan Seacrest to come out to win.
Meanwhile, Naomi Campbell pled guilty to misdemeanor assault yesterday after hitting a maid with a cell phone over a pair of missing jeans.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I threw a cell phone in the apartment. The cell phone hit Anna, Campbell told the judge. This is an accident because I did not intend to kill her. Oh, I'm sorry. I did not intend to hit her.
Oh, she's not dead? I mean,
no,
thank God she's not dead.
Well, no, it's a small cell phone.
No, of course not.
If you have one of those from, like, the 80s, you can take out a whole family with one of those.
It's not one of those, whoever her name is, that Russell Simmons, Kimora Lee, one of those diamond-encrusted Blackberries.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, Kebble must pay the maid's medical expenses of $363, or do 5 days of community service, and attend a two-day anger management program.
You can repair maids cheaply these days. $363.
Mm-hmm.
That must be a foreign model.
Yeah. The British catwalker wore stiletto heels, a tight-fitting black dress, a waist-high jacket, and several gold chains around her neck to court.
Fantastic.
Outside the courthouse, her lawyer, David Breitbart, said he didn't want Kebble exposed to stalkers, so I'm hopeful she can do community service indoors.
That's not going to happen. I'm going to shove cameras right in her face, Boy George style. Rick, I bet that Tim Joyce is Sarah's special weatherman.
Tim Joyce is my friend.
He's your special weatherman?
He's my special weatherman friend. He's blonde. He used to... He replaced Mark Ronchetti when Mark left.
No. What channel is this?
Six.
Coin. Okay. Part of the CBS. They are a CBS affiliate.
Oh, but they're not owned by CBS.
I don't think so. They're owned by that company that fires everybody.
Yeah.
What are they called? Who's that company?
I can't remember.
Zinma? What was that company? You were working there when they got bought, weren't you?
Yeah.
Did you pay any attention to any of that?
No.
She was quitting anyway. Well, whatever.
And it wasn't a Coin employee. I actually worked for Metro Networks.
This email says, the snow has made my neighbors crazy. This is a great email. Listen to this. The neighborhood kid has been walking up and down the street for hours now, holding a garbage can lid, a shoebox, and banging things with a stick. Southeast Portland has finally lost it completely. That's from our good friend Kristen Bowie.
It's pandemonium.
Well spotted. Oh, God, that's fantastic. Let's see. Let's find out. Jesse, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
What's going on, brother?
What's up?
Nothing, man. I don't know what to do with myself. It's a cigar show. I'm usually driving around listening to you.
Are you at home, sir?
Yes, sir.
I hear a child in the background.
Yeah, that's my friend's kid. I'm stuck.
Now why is your friend's kid there? Are you babysitting?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm about to try to track it to the great liquor store by our house.
You probably... Now, how old is the child?
2.
Now we.
But I got another friend here.
How? Who's the other friend?
Her dad.
Oh, so it's you and the kid and the kid's dad there.
No, kid's grandpa.
The kid's grandpa. All right.
Yeah.
Are you in Southeast Portland?
Yeah, I'm right across the street from you. I can guess because I live catty corner to that Safeway.
Yeah, call it a hunch. All right. So, there's a liquor store on Powell.
52nd and Powell.
Are you going to walk there, sir?
I'm, yeah.
I would suggest
walking.
Do
you know if the one on 47th and Hawthorne's open today?
I'm not sure about that one, but I'm sure the one on 52nd and Powell is.
I know the one. Yeah, I would, have you been doing some drinking already?
Of course.
Yes, okay. So please, go on foot. You don't want to be driving out there. Go on foot. What is your drink of choice, Jesse?
Let's see, whiskey.
Okay, I'm
sure they'll have some of that.
Yeah, just kind of an on the rocks or straight, or what do you do? How do you take it?
Just straight whiskey with water on the side.
Excellent. All right. Enjoy your day. Try to stay warm, and you don't want to be behind the wheel at all today. So you and your pal just settle in, and you know what? Put in one of those damn like Shrek things. Kids love those.
Radio Disney.
You can occupy a child.
I got Batman versus Dracula. It's awesome.
You got what?
A Batman versus Dracula cartoon.
No, kids will watch that. Their brains
over and over again.
Kids have a brain like a goldfish. They'll just watch the same crap over and over and forget they just saw it. So that you can occupy a kid all day long, so you can get on with your drinking.
Well, damn, you can occupy me like that too. That's cool.
Well, it's what I do. All right, Jesse. Thank you for listening. You call us anytime. Stay safe.
I'll try.
All right, thank you, sir. There you go. That's Jesse in the mighty Southeast. All right. And so forth. Scotty is working on a list of liquor store closings, by the way.
We are so behind.
But we got Jim Roop here.
Oh.
Well, darn it all to heck. We better get moving.
Well, should we talk to Roop and see if he can hang?
Oh, we can just take him. We can go to break.
I'm sure he's busy wherever he is. They usually have fires.
I want to hear about the Golden Globes.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well, should we go to him now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tim can ask lots of... Thank you. Jim Roop, live from Los Angeles, where it's a balmy 34 degrees. Hello, sir.
And no fires, Tim.
Yeah. Oh.
The fire's in Shepherdsville, Kentucky right now, I think.
Is it cold where you are?
It's 56 degrees.
56 degrees. So, yeah, you guys are buckling down there. Like, I remember when I worked at that 7-Eleven in San Diego, it would go below 70. Guys would come in to buy Duraflame logs. Seriously, no joke. Guys would come in... And I worked at the 7-Eleven in this place called Hillcrest, and these guys would come in and they would say, "I need a Duraflame log, please." And I'd point over there, and I remember I asked once, "Now, if you don't mind my asking, like, is this a gag? Like, why do you need this?" The guy goes, "Because it's cold." And he just like was all huffy, and he like walked out, and it was like 71 degrees. So I mean, you know, what are you gonna do? I gotta tell you right now. We are here at work, but almost no one else is here. The city is paralyzed. Things have closed down. Chains are now required everywhere. Portland has come to a stop, Jim Roop. And it's only going to get worse. It's going to rain ice, and then it's going to drop down to like 20 degrees tonight.
And the city doesn't even know
what's going on. That's impossible, because global warming has...
And our listeners are all at home or at work drinking heavily.
Good for them.
No, it's true. It's we just got this guy calling us. We got a guy who's sitting in a hot tub drinking whiskey. We have another guy who's sitting on his front porch drinking beer, watching cars slide into the ditch across the street from his house.
Yeah.
Rick, this email says, this is from Shart. Subject line, cold inside, or I'm sorry, cold outside, warm inside. Rick, I am currently sitting in a lukewarm kiddie pool in the Goodwill parking lot. I am...
What?
I am sipping on a half-full 40 of 211 that I found in the gutter. Someone in a nearby Camaro is blasting Romanian disco. I love your program. It is the best thing ever. See, those are my people, Jim Roop.
And they're beautiful, every one of them.
That's what I'm saying. Those are the people that keep this program happening. Let's see. What else do we have here? Rick, I am sipping at home in an honor of Emma McCarthy. I'm drinking vodka and cranberry juice while listening to your show on my hi-fi. That's been... Hey, the liquor store on 11th and Hawthorne is open, by the way, Sarah. Please warn the listeners, it says, to avoid the sidewalk around Burgerville. Oh, this is genius. This is... Okay, now, Jim Ruby, you got to know this. On Hawthorne Street here, which is sort of like a hippie, trippy, arty area, there's a liquor store, and then there's a local hamburger chain called Burgerville. It says, Rick, the liquor store on 11th and Hawthorne is very much open. However, please warn the listeners to avoid the sidewalk around Burgerville next door, as they left their sprinkler system on all morning, thus creating acres and acres of inch-thick ice and a trip hazard gauntlet going in and out of booze heaven. Tim.
Unless someone wants a lawsuit.
Oh, that's fantastic. And the placement of that, the placement of the big ice rink that are right next to the liquor store couldn't be more perfect. Oh, I love this city. I really do. Hey, so you were at the Golden Globes last night.
Yeah.
So were you there? Let me ask you this. So there's Ryan Seacrest. Where are you in relation to Ryan Seacrest geographically?
Not too far from him. A couple, 10, 20 feet maybe.
Boy, that guy's just an ass. He is just a maroon. I mean, just the blandest, least interesting guy.
You know, we all look at each other and say, how does that happen?
I think we know how that happens.
Well.
And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I believe...
I ain't going there.
I'm just saying...
I'd rather push my crap around a grocery cart.
I'm just saying I think that in the competition for that job, I think it probably goes without saying that Ryan Seacrest blew away all the competition. And I really believe that he did whatever it took. No, you can't see now. You have to take it. Why'd you take it one step too far?
Oh, I'm telling the dog to get off.
Oh, I see. I said
get
he
off
was
the chair.
I said he was being a jerk, and you said he.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part.
Telling the dog to get off the chair.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I don't even know. I might have had to. I'm not sure how far back that delay went. I don't know if I had to bleep my thing about how he blew away the competition. Anyway, did you just see this thing of him and Angelina Jolie?
No, I did not see that. I saw her.
Yeah, there's now
more ink on her than the newspaper.
I mean, Angelina Jolie looks really underfed, bony, pointy.
She was in a bad mood last
unpleasant.
Night.
Unpleasant.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's terrible.
She was in a very bad mood last.
Now, because and do we know why that was? So it's not just Ryan Seacrest, because there's this video going around the net. If you haven't seen it, you will. Of Seacrest trying to interview her, and it's like he puts the microphone in her face, and she just. It's like when you're trying to feed mashed peas to a baby, and the baby just looks away and just cinches its mouth shut and just won't let you do it. He keeps trying to interview her, and she sort of looks down and turns away and, like, closes her mouth. And then after a few seconds of awkward silence, Brad Pitt takes over. I mean, it's awkward to watch. It's like 2 minutes of him trying to get her to say something. She won't say anything. And then Brad Pitt, who is clearly sort of made awkward and embarrassed by the whole thing, sort of steps in like, I'm sorry. My wife is a crotch. Let me just answer this question for you. So
now, she was in a definite bad mood. She didn't want to be there, apparently. Or something was up.
You know what?
I don't know.
Cry me a goddamn river. When you're a celebrity, that's your thing. Your thing is to show up and to be pleasant and to smile and toothy.
Yeah, even Hugh Laurie backstage is going, I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, and you wear something low cut and put on a vacuous smile for me, honey. That's your job when you're Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
So, if
you're upset, open your checkbook and take a look and smile.
That's what I'm saying. And be glad you're not Rick Emerson and then shut your trap when you're not being interviewed.
Be glad you don't have to go to Burger World to get lunch.
Be glad you're not going to go home and drink yourself to sleep weeping silently. Now Borat won something.
Yeah, that was cool, man.
What did Borat win?
He won best. Sacha Cohen won best actor in a musical or comedy film.
Now, was the acceptance speech great?
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. And you know, I mean, he was talking about a scene in the movie, what he calls the naked fight, and it is so vulgar. Yet with that British accent. He could just say it, and you'd listen like it was Shakespeare.
Now,
it was so funny.
I have not heard his acceptance speech. Is it profane?
No.
Okay, so is it playable? Could I play it on the air?
Yes, it aired on television last night.
All right, see, and I haven't seen it yet. I know he won, but I didn't get a chance to watch it. And so, okay, I'll have to do it. You've seen Borat, right?
Yeah.
And see, yeah, it's like that sequence. Sarah, have you seen that yet?
Oh, yeah.
Borat?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, so that naked sequence in the middle, that wrestling.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
But that's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous. But he
describes it even more backstage about how he really thought he was going to die at one point. And when he says, you know, and I was supposed to tap on the bed 3 times to let them know that I'm going to get hurt here. He says, if you watch that movie, you can see me tapping on the bed 3 times. And his 300-pound partner was so into it that he didn't see anything.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
I thought I was going to really die.
And that sequence just goes on and on and on, and it does that Chris Farley thing of funny, 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 not so funny, okay, getting tired. Now it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just that bell curve of comedic repetition.
He was very good last night.
You know what? And he's as much as we're talking about a naked fat man wrestling a naked skinny man, he's a smart guy, and it is like a really, it is this perverse mixture of really intelligent comedy and really lowbrow comedy, which I love. That's the kind of thing that appeals to me.
Yeah, if it's off Mork, I'm all over it.
And I just like the fact that he screws with people. I like the fact that he's just, that, you know, you put him in front of a microphone and he's just not going to play it safe, and he's going to make people a little awkward and a little uneasy. And, you know, on the same night that Angelina Jolie's acting like it's such a big goddamn chore to go there and be famous for a night, it's so great to see a guy there who just, I hate to use that phrase, breath of fresh air, but he's a guy who just doesn't give a rip, you know?
You know, and I'll tell you how smart he is. Everybody thought he'd come to the award show as Borat.
Right.
You know, and he was smart enough not to.
No, he knows he does. He can't get trapped in that.
Right.
And he knows good enough to, he knows well enough to defy expectations.
Yeah.
Especially because his next movie is where he's in, is that gay Austrian fashion designer, whatever that character is. That's his next movie. He is smart enough to realize that he's got to start backing away from the Borat thing, like, now. You know? Yeah.
Well, he shaved the mustache and everything, so he's done.
Yeah, I'm impressed that that's a real mustache, by the way. That mustache is real, and it takes him like 3 months to grow it, and that's impressive. I couldn't grow a mustache.
Well, he's a pretty hairy dude. I mean, you can kind of tell because the hair comes out from under his collar. And he probably shaved at 2 o'clock by 2:35. He was, you know, he needed another shave.
Like the Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
By 5:07, he's got the shadow going on again.
Yeah.
Was there anything else good or horrid last night? Anything especially awful, embarrassing, or low cut?
The Ali, her name is Ali, and she's the show Heroes. I can't remember her last name.
Is she the Indian chick? Wait, who am I thinking of?
No, she's blonde.
Oh no, then I'm thinking of that Bollywood chick named Ali.
No, she was. She looked great. Took her to Selma Hayek last night.
Oh well,
I stood about a foot away from Selma Hayek, just staring at her.
I mean,
I thought she was going to have me arrested.
Really, Selma Hayek is one of those women that it's like she just. The law of averages dictates that somewhere there's just like a city full of unbelievably hideous women to balance her out. You know what I mean? Like, to make the average work somehow, there's got to be just a whole town somewhere where there's nothing but ugly chicks because she's so hot that it just, it defies all, it almost hurts
but
to look
at her.
But
here's what's better. It's like she's fun.
Yeah, she's,
you know?
she's really cool.
You're not afraid to say something around her. You know, she's fun. And I don't know. It's not like some of those other beauties where you just kind of, you're nervous to say anything. You try and avert your eyes. But she's cool.
Now, Sarah just scrolled by a picture of her. Wait, can you go back up? Is that her?
Yeah. Hello. Oh, my goodness.
From that white dress?
White dress.
That white satin dress? Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi there.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How did Cameron Diaz look? Her dress looks really bad.
She's terrible.
Yeah. She seems like a horrible person.
She was good looking, though.
No, she's a mud fence. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
She was. I'm looking for her sheep, you know? I don't know what that was all about.
Fantastic. Let's see who else. Sarah's quickly scrolling down through these. Is that her right there? Is that Cameron Diaz?
No, it's Sharon Stone. Oh, you want to see Cameron Diaz?
Sharon Stone is she's a rake.
Look at that.
Oh, that Cameron Diaz thing. I know that we've just turned into the Bravo Network here, but that Cameron Diaz thing is awful. You're right. She's like full-on Little Bo Peep.
Yeah. That's there. I don't know.
That's a bad... It's like she's getting ready to marry the sheep. That's a bad outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she should.
There were a couple of bad outfits, but for the most part, there's enough skin that made me happy.
Yeah. Best legs last night?
It was worth being there. Oh, you didn't see any because they were all wearing long gowns.
Oh, that's too bad.
I didn't get the sun. You know, you try to look at, you know, the gowns with the slits in them.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look kind of weird looking down at the slits of all these dresses coming at you. So, you're afraid they're going to throw you out.
Pardon me, could I get you to spread your legs?
How did Jennifer Lopez look? She looks beautiful in the pictures.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
You know, really? I've never been a huge... I don't know. She looked okay, I guess. I don't know. I really didn't look at her much.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I'm not enthralled by her.
Maybe you could do that if you used the brand. You know, if you said, like when they walk by, Jim Rope, CNN, I need you to spread your legs in the dress, please. Just sort of, you know.
That may work.
Not a spreadsheet, but I mean just for the slit so he can check out the gams. You know what I'm talking about. Sarah gave me the look. No, I mean, so you can...
The wrong thing just came out of your mouth.
To give you a pose.
That's what I'm saying.
They point that front foot out, and that kind of spreads that little gap out.
Totally, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just like a Jim Rook from CNN.
Give me a pose.
Need to inspect your calves. I mean, just, you know, something. I mean, a little look. I mean... Come on. I mean, the money they're paying, they can show a little leg.
I've seen Selma Hayek's legs before. She has good legs. She's kind of she could be beefy if she wanted to.
She could be beefy if she wanted to.
If she let herself go.
Then you should tell her that as a compliment. Hey, CNN, Jim Roop here. You could be beefy if you wanted to.
You could very well be beefy if you really wanted to.
You know, you could pull off beefy.
You could.
This conversation's becoming really creepy. I'm just going to say, no, I was looking at the photos from last night, and last night, clothing-wise, on most of the actresses at the Golden Globes, it was not a Jim Roop night, it was a Rick Emerson night. So, you know, that's okay. You know, who knows? Maybe when the Oscars come around, they'll all be wearing miniskirts.
It was cold last night, too, so they weren't real hip on sticking around the red carpet talking to you. They wanted to get inside.
That's true. I think, and was Beyonce there?
Yes.
You know, she has that thing with her face, though, where sometimes it looks like her skin is coming away.
Well, her head looked really small last night.
I'd say that, call it a hunch here, but it seems like your head, that probably just means your head is really small. It doesn't really seem like your head goes up and down in size, and if it does, you've got cranial problems. You know what I mean? It's not like, that's not like your hair looks really big or...
Well, she had her hair real straight, you know, and it sort of just framed her face, so you didn't see her head. And her hair was the same color as her dress, if I remember correctly. So you kind of got it, all you saw was like eyes, and you think, it's a really small head.
Just a tiny little marble on top of her shoulders. Who is that you're pointing at,
this
Sarah?
This is, I think, Jim, is it Allie Larder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, Jim. Yeah. Don't go anywhere. Jim, stay right there. This is Steve in the Coop. Steve, hello.
What's up, Rick?
What do you got? You're here with Jim. What do you got?
Hey, man, it's Allie Larder, you ass.
Okay.
She's in Final Destination 1 and 2.
That's the respect that the Rick Emerson audience pays to this program.
That's right.
All right.
And the snow is beautiful.
All right, thank you. So are you, sir.
And I'm drinking.
What are you drinking today?
I'm drinking Keystone Heist. I took the day off of work because I didn't want to deal with the other morons on the road.
God bless you. The Rick Emerson Show is here to entertain you while you drink. Steve.
And you do that so well.
All right, thank you.
I figured it was better.
All right, thank you.
Later.
He figures what was better.
The best part is how he loves the show right after he calls me ass.
I think he was talking to me.
No, I
couldn't remember her name. I'm the one who couldn't remember her name.
That's true. You are from CNN.
I am an ass.
You are from the world's...
I'm the biggest ass.
I think everybody's doing a little drinking today. All right.
I love it. I want to work for you.
I'll put that through for the budget 07. I'll get right on that. All right. See you, radio correspondent Jim Roop. Stay safe, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
There you go. See you, radio correspondent Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Ass. Fantastic. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Oh, don't play anything.
We've got a break.
Nope, I'm gonna take us into the break.
Am I fading it up? Play it!
Ow! I swear to God, you just deafened me.
Good.
Ow.
Good.
I was gonna play us in. I can't hear anything now. I'm gonna play us into the geek. The week with the break with the weekend geek. I wish I was drunk.
Will you give the legal ID, please?
Hello, you're listening to KCMD AM Portland. All right. Back after this. Don't go anywhere.
And now, the Rick Emerson Show presents The Week in Geek.
Your friend, the neighborhood geek here, Aaron Duran of geekinthecity.com, with an extra dorky edition of The Week in Geek. With J.J. Abrams now officially signed on as co-writer and director of the next Star Trek film, it would seem that Matt Damon is once again expressing interest in the role of James Tiberius Kirk. And while Mr. Damon may indeed look the part, only one man can pull off the Shatner chop. Some sad news in This Week in Geek. Martin Nodell, creator of the original Green Lantern, passed away at the age of 91. Although not as well known as Bob Kane or Stan Lee, Martin Nodell nonetheless left his mark on the comic book world and will be missed. Although it still won't help you pick up chicks, now is your chance to have a little bit of immortality in the world of Warcraft. Working with Upper Deck Entertainment, Blizzard announced a contest allowing one lucky winner to have their favorite screenshot turned into the newest card in the World of Warcraft collectible trading card game. You can find out more at www.blizzard.com.
Wait a minute.
We have to break.
That's a Week in Geek from last month. Is Aaron instant messaging you?
He just sent me an email saying that you just said one of the most offensive things he's ever heard.
Which is what?
I'm not going to repeat it.
What? Okay, don't repeat it. But okay. I think I'm playing a Week in Geek from last month.
Sweet Lord, can we just break?
Is he IMing or emailing?
He emailed.
Okay. I think I just played the Week in Geek from December 12th. Oh. Sorry about that. Well, we'll play the accurate Week in Geek later. So apparently a guy died last month, and Aaron's advertising some things that are no longer happening.